Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast In Depth, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-depth series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ.
I'm Jen.
I'm Tara.
And this is episode 201 of Podcast In Depth.
Damn.
And for this episode, we have a special guest, and our special guest is listener Dana, which everybody's heard so much about.
Yes.
Me and spreadsheets.
Yeah, Dana's spreadsheets are infamous.
They are.
Within the in-depth
world.
They're
iconic.
They are iconic.
I'm very pleased to be with the, I believe it's the unpleasantly shrill, abusive, and uninformed.
Uninformed, yeah.
Yep.
Thank God you're here. Maybe we'll be informed today.
Three of those. So.
You know it.
It's like, wow.
Wow.
We just laugh at our own jokes, which, yeah, what do you want
us
to do?
We just laugh at ourselves and our own jokes. So what you're going to talk about specifically, though, is the March Madness. What do you call that?
I just called it the In-Depth March Madness Tournament.
Yeah, the bracket.
Okay. Bracket, yeah. That we did recently on our Facebook. And so for all of you that haven't, that aren't on our Facebook, Dana, why don't you explain to them essentially what that was?
Yeah. So essentially they were kind of doing the in-conference tournaments. And
for those of us that don't, there's
basketball.
A lot of us aren't. Yeah, we're sports ball people. We're not
sportsies.
We don't. We're not sports. We're non-sportsies.
Speak for yourself.
We're non-sporty spices.
There's one sporty here.
Yeah, I do like college basketball. Particularly like college women's basketball, which got a lot of hype and media and attention and everything this year. I think it overshadowed the men's tournament a bit. And as they started talking about the different brackets and everything, they had the diagram up there. And for whatever reason, it just kind of popped in my head. I was like, you know, there's enough in-depth books and novellas to like make a full bracket, just like they do for the tournament. Mm-hmm. And so I started, you know, I'm watching, you know, games and stuff, and I just start playing around and kind of putting together what a bracket might look like. And so I was like, well, you know what? What the hell? Let me just check in the Facebook group and let me see if there's interest in anybody doing that. If they're curious to kind of see how, if we did, you know, votes and polls and what we would come up with as a fan favorite based on that bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I was trying to think of a way to kind of be impartial as far as kind of putting the books up against each other.
Right, because the initial bracket or the initial starting, it does have to be very impartial because, you know, like, I'm going to put my least favorites against my most favorites and see how those do. You know, you can't do that. So how did you do that?
Well, and I needed to use some of the novellas to actually get to the 64.
Yep. Yep,
right. And so I kind of picked what I thought were the, you know, I took out my least favorite. As commissioner of said tournament, I exercised my right to pick the novellas.
Yep.
That
so which one did you take out?
I didn't use Possession. I didn't use Chaos.
Okay.
And
good choices.
Once I tell you kind of how the order came to be, I got a lot. I need to preface this. Let me just talk about the order.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I think the least impartial thing that I can into is just keep it chronological as the books came out.
Okay.
So within the bracket, the only thing I decided to do was just alternate the left and right side. Everything was in order of how the books were published, and wherever the novellas fit in is where they were as they were released.
Mm.
And there was like a little, I had a little motive into why I did it that way.
Okay.
Which as you come to the end of it is just makes it funny. And that is that in the final, the championship round, if you will, mm-hmm. in our Facebook group, it was Treachery versus New York to Dallas. Mm-hmm. And if I had just listed the books, you know, just straight, you know, left, you know, 1 through 31, and the right was 32 to 64. Uh-huh. Treachery and New York to Dallas would have been up against each other in the first round.
I had a feeling as you were saying that, I was like, oh, it's going this way.
Yeah.
You know what though? I mean, the way you did it is great. It's closer to like the true, like the way they actually do it with the seating and the,
And that kept the, you know, essentially all the earlier books in the top brackets and all the more recent books in the lower bracket.
Yep, right.
So I felt that, you know, some of the older books would be represented. Some of the newer books would be represented to kind of narrow it down. But okay. I did think that it was funny that it came down to Treachery and New York. In the championship. And the whole reason is I did not want them to go up against each other in the first round. I can't.
Which that's fair.
I was like,
that's wrong.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's like putting the two championship teams in the actual tournament against each other in the first round.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen. I mean, unless you get some crazy Cinderella story where like a bottom seed gets to the finals, which hardly ever happens. Yeah. I can't even remember the last time it happened. So,
yeah. And then I also got curious if two different groups of in-deaf people would come up with the same fan favorite.
Mm.
And so I actually did this with two different groups of people.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Okay. And,
like a true researcher. We want to
I
have.
Did.
She really
and
is.
I was like, I'm really curious to see if two separate groups of people who don't know that I'm doing this in two areas at the same time would kind of come up and make the same kind of selections.
Right.
Okay.
And the thing that was kind of funny there is that in the other group, I immediately got flack for how I dealt with the novellas. And I was like, what? And so I had
a group or?
Oh yeah. I wish I was even kidding. And it said, I'll just read some of the comments about the novellas.
Oh my God.
Someone said that they're reading Chaos Now. And I think we're all in an agreement of how much we enjoy that one. Mm-hmm. So favorite. Reading Chaos Now, I would only vote for it if it was up against Golden or Abandoned. I was like, really? And then a couple others. I was excited at first, but when I saw my favorite novella, Possession, was left off, then it became a no for me. But you guys go ahead and have fun.
Well,
Why are people like that?
Why do people like Possession?
Why do you like that? Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, why when people are doing something nice to have fun with a group, why do you have to be a
people
jackass?
Love to hate things. Yeah. Why is that a thing?
This is one that I mean just kept poking. And so this person said,
I think if novellas are included,
all should be included. If necessary to eliminate some, those should be voted on. If you're going to do this as a proper representation by vote.
That's not how Mark Madness works, you dumb fuck. Like not every team makes the tournament.
I was like, okay, how can I, respond somewhat diplomatically to this?
That's not and how it like, works, dumb fuck. That's diplomatic.
Absolutely.
That's what was up here. Yeah. But I said, this is just for fun. I was like, I didn't believe that a novella would beat a full-length book as the fan favorite anyway. And that wasn't enough. So she came back again and was like,
never enough.
Yes, it's for fun, but you're tracking what wins at each contest for fun. So why not offer a pre-contest to narrow down the number of novellas you make to get to 64, so everyone feels their favorites are fully represented.
Oh my gosh.
Probably take another 20 minutes maybe to design a limit the novellas bracket and change the timing by 2 weeks.
Because this is your actual fucking job.
Right? Like, or it's like,
yourself, if that's what you want. Like,
are you fucking serious? I'm
like, wow.
And no. Then I got another person. I thought the novellas would have their own vote. I liked Missing. Okay.
Okay.
And then I had, it's a shame the novellas don't have their own contest. No fair, including ones that are only available on audio. I know I'm not the only fan who likes to hold her reading rather than listen to it. And someone chimed in and was like, they're not just on audio. They're in the anthologies.
Yeah.
It's like,
you don't fuck. I don't even need to know which
Facebook
because all of them other than ours are a bunch of dumb fucks. No offense.
Yeah. No. And then I had the other side. It's like, I'll vote, but isn't it a bit unfair to pit a novella against a full length book? And they're like, the goal of the contest is to find the favorite all overall. So then I had people starting to answer for me.
I needed 64. That's the reason. Why is this hard?
I don't see it why. Be hard. I don't see why. You know, just participate. Don't participate. Vote. Don't vote. It's nothing off me. Yeah. I don't care.
So who won that one?
In the other group?
Well, yeah. It was not, you know, she's got an order that she's going to go in.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get ahead of Dana.
Yeah.
but there was a lot of, the whole thing just about the novellas and how they were dealt with. And I was like, okay, people, it's fun. I mean, there is nothing that results out of this. Nothing
not
lives
serious,
in the
balance. You guys.
Isn't that serious?
It's not that serious.
Like Nora doesn't even know about it. So it's not even like she gets bragging rights against herself. I guess.
Right.
Then I had some people ask me, it was like, well, how do we get you our bracket? I'm like, it's not like I'm receiving brackets from everybody. I was like, there'll be polls. I was like, all you got to do is, you know, select. I was like, don't put it in the comments. Comments don't count as votes.
That's not even how you do March Madness brackets. You don't give them to people. You just fill them out and you follow a lot. What the?
Right.
And then I had some people that was like, well, is there a point scale if we're, you know, if we fill out our bracket and we're right? And I'm like, okay, really?
No.
I'm trying to keep this simple. I'm like, there's people that don't even know what I'm talking about with March Madness. I'm just telling them to pick their favorite between two books.
Yeah.
And wow. It was
crazy.
It was a little
that's
a little challenging to get it kind of up and going.
Wow.
But once the polls started and everything, then, you know, people started kind of, okay, just move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, but yeah. And then some people had issues. Some people didn't understand even like reading the bracket. Like once I would update, because they would be like, you know, well, it looks like there's two books, but the book with the lower percentage moved on. And I think what people were missing is when I listed the percentage with a book, it was from the previous round. That's why they moved to that next,
right?
The next round of
right,
votes.
Right.
So, you know, if the previous twosome was, you know, a 60% and a 70%, and the 60% moved on, that's because of the previous round, not
right.
the current.
Right. One. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense to me.
And it moved on against something that got an 80% in its previous round. So
So like that was
if a basketball team wins by 1 or 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wish that the Facebook polls would allow people to vote without seeing what the results are.
Yeah.
Because kind of once it kind of gets to a certain point, you know, I think some people were just like, okay, well, clearly mine's not going to win.
Yeah.
So Like, why bother?
I did not do that. I just voted for the one, like,
I voted for myself. I'm like looking, I'm like, well, mine's not gonna win, but I don't care.
But it was, but there were some like kind of funny comments that people had. Some people, you know, poked fun at me at my spreadsheets. That I do this when I was getting ready to post kind of the first round of polls, there was 32 of them. There was a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in the other group, they didn't want to release all 30. The admin for that group didn't want to release all the polls at the same time. And I was like, well, they have from this date to this date to vote.
Right. Right.
So whatever you think is best, but you know, not everybody goes on Facebook every day.
Right.
So, yeah. We ended up spreading them out. And then some people, there was a couple people that said, I'm very nearly motivated to get up and print this, but my dog's on my lap and it's so cozy here. And it's like, where was it? Somebody was like, I have chores to do, but the polls kept releasing at Scatter.
Distracted.
I don't want to miss a poll.
I had people offering to do side bets on who would make the Elite Eight and the Final Four.
Mm.
Making their predictions. And that's the one who asked me, how do I get you our answers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is. I keep trying to put my phone away and do chores, but Dana has me sucked in. Everyone was like, I'm stuck. People compared it to choosing between children. Mm. I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's quite that.
I don't think it's that serious, but sure.
Yeah.
Right. It's not that serious, you guys, but you know, I'm glad that it's important to you like that.
I know. Like, again, just for fun. Somebody was reading Desperation. It's like, I have less than 5 days to read Desperation before I can vote. I'm halfway through.
Wasn't that in our group? I'm pretty sure that was.
Let me see, was it?
I think
Yeah, that was it.
I remember reading that.
I know. I was like, well, go ahead. Get her done.
Yeah.
Then let's see, when was it? Round two? Yeah, during the round two votes, I had to run up to Atlantic City. And so people were asking each other, it's like, where's the polls? And it was like, Dana, she's like, she'll post them once she's done gambling in Atlantic City. I'm like, okay, it was just overnight. Nothing to get excited about.
What's that?
Right.
What's
really-
And then some people were hoping, like somebody said that they were hoping that they thought Nake would be an automatic win, being the first book in the series.
Yeah.
And they were like, I hope it doesn't go up against conspiracy. Mm. And then somebody pointed out, it just did.
It just did.
You just look at the update. Sorry.
It just did. Sorry. How it works.
Yeah.
And then some people, they're like, my memory isn't good enough to participate. I think it's cool that you're doing it, but I can't remember all the, you know, everything that happens in the books.
Yeah. Conspiracy versus Naked was an easy one for me. That's because conspiracy is like 10 times better than Naked to me, at least.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, Sam.
And I put the little summary, you know, in there to try to jar people's memories. And I had one person say, you know, it's fun, but I was wondering if you could add a little more description of the family friend actions that happen instead of just the details of the murder. Usually the reason I like one story.
Google it.
Over the other is because of the stuff happening with the family and group, not the case in hand. You know, thanks so much. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, I've already done them for the next round and I've already submitted them to be released. Right. I was like, but I really can't hit on all that on 32 books.
Yeah.
No,
and so I pointed out, I was like, there's a great website.
Wiki and Death.
It has all things in there.
Nice job. Way to plug the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I went to pull the summaries from.
Yeah.
To put in there.
It's still amazing to me how many people don't know about it, but.
Yeah. But I was like, here it is. I was like, it has all things in depth. You can go there. You can check out anything that you want.
Yeah.
Look at the book. There's the timelines. There's things that happen. I was like, I think that would help you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, don't know why I'm getting goosebumps when reading the results. Can't wait for the polls to start for round 3.
Goosebumps, really. All right. Cool. All right.
They're really invested.
Invested, and I love it. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
They were. It's like, this is heart-wrenching but fun. LOL. Also, no, it's only a game makes it easier.
Right.
Yeah, again, more comparisons with people's children. And then somebody said when Portrait and Innocent were up against each other, both fabulous books. For me, Work meeting his Irish family for the first time will always be better than him being a dummy dum dum about Maggie.
That's me. I said that. Yeah.
Same though.
I know. I had to pull one of Amy's in. I did read all the comments. All the ones that people made. I did read them all.
But it's true though, right? I mean, it is better. Him meeting his Irish family is better than him being a dummy dum dum over Maggie.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Not everybody agrees with me, and that's okay.
But then there were also a few other surprise comments besides people giving me shit about the novellas.
Okay.
It's like, oh yeah. Some people were like, you know, which vote was this one for? This was Shadows and Forgotten. And so somebody said, love both of these. Not so keen on the later books. They seem to have lost their oomph.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't think so. And there was somebody, I'm sorry, I got to flip through my pages.
It's okay.
Yeah, somebody else had an issue with Shadows. Shadows was up against Desperation. They just thought Shadows was over the top with the whole division going after Mork and Cobb.
Oh, for God's sake.
Over to Ireland.
Like Desperation wasn't over the top.
Right. Okay.
I knew it had to come up somewhere, sometime in this whole thing. It was Random and Faithless were going up against each other. And it was like, there are several. Oh, I didn't really connect with Faithless. And then somebody commented, me neither. There were several around that time that I read and wonder why I'm still buying them. I also wondered if someone else had written them.
Oh.
I'm like, there had to be one.
One ghostwriter right. person, yep. Yeah.
And, was that in our group or was that in the other group?
No, of course
nobody
not.
In our group. No, nobody in our group.
Because we need to oust the person if they're in our group.
Nobody in our group would put nobody that into, right. no. into print.
Nobody
it's
would
so
dare.
True. We have good people.
And then another, in Desperation versus Shadows, someone said, didn't like either one. I will never reread them.
Okay.
I'm like, Shadows is one of my favorite.
I love Shadows.
I like Desperation a lot too.
Desperation was really good too. Yeah.
I'm going to reread them all. Like, here's the thing.
I mean,
I'm going to reread them all.
That's kind of what we're doing.
That's right. What we're doing.
Yeah, you're going to reread them
is that
regardless.
What we're doing?
That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. You don't have to, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do have to, though, Tara.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do have to. And I'm going to.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing my homework, friends.
There you go.
And then I pulled a couple of comments from the championship round. Especially from the other group. And let me tell you something. There were some hardcore survivor peeper, people.
Words are hard.
That wanted Survivor to win it all. Little Nixie had, you know, had to go.
I can't blame him. I mean, it was a fantastic book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good book, but there are several in the series I like much more. So I'm okay that it didn't win.
Yeah. So when it came down to the championship round between Treachery and New York to Dallas, some of the comments were definitely Treachery. New York to Dallas was one of my least favorites, except for Galahad. And someone else said same. Surprised it's currently in the lead. And then somebody was challenging. It's like, well, it's one of my favorites, especially when work brings Dr. Mir and Galahad to Dallas. However, Treachery is the favorite, so I had to vote for it. But a lot of people had a tough time with those two. Somebody went to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe to determine their vote.
Yeah.
And that's valid. Sure.
That is valid.
Yeah. If you could rock, paper, scissors yourself, then yeah.
How did you know that's what I did? I'm
sorry. Have you seen the video of the guy that it's like the thumbs up and the pinkies out, and then you have to try to reverse it? When you said doing rock, paper, scissors with yourself? And there's a guy has his hands like this. And he was like, okay,
like that.
Flip it. And it's something that my brain.
Yeah, you can't.
My brain has.
I'm not even going
to. I just go straight to fire. What the fuck is that? It's fire. Beats everything. Except
that's
water
balloon. That's a great scene.
Yeah.
Except water balloon. Well,
Joey was great with that one.
Oh my God. Have you seen the reunion where they do the outtake of that? And he's like, what is that? It's fire. And then the outtake is, what is that? It's fucking fire. No, it was, no, because Ross says first, he's like, what the fuck is that? And then, after they do it again. And then Joey's like, it's fucking fire. So good.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know.
Me not knowing things about Friends.
Yeah.
Me either. So.
But a lot of people went with the history, and that's what it came down to is like, you know, what character, you know, had something significant happen in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I thought it was interesting at kind of where the two groups kind of separated. So, for example, in rounds one and two, all the winners matched up.
Mm-hmm.
So both groups, everybody was in agreement.
Okay.
Where it shifted was going into the Sweet 16 round. So for example, when Innocent was up against Promises, Promises ended up being one of the other group's final four.
Wow.
Where Promises. And, when our group Portrait was the final four for that section of the bracket.
Yeah.
And for the other side of the bracket, their final four was Survivor instead of Naked.
Okay.
And then in the, on the bottom portion of the bracket, Faithless moved forward against Random, and then the other group Random moved forward until it went up against New York to Dallas.
Okay.
And New York to Dallas went to the final.
Really?
Wow.
Interesting.
The other group, New York to Dallas won.
Okay.
As the fan favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
okay.
And it was by a larger margin. That won by, where's my thing? It only won by 54%.
Okay.
Of the votes, whereas with our group, Treachery run with 63%. So it was a lot closer in the other group.
Sure.
And in that one, just to kind of give you an idea, I got to read the right one. Oh, here it is. All in all, through the whole tournament, there was almost 29,000 votes.
Wow.
What? That's amazing.
That's insane, but awesome. Yeah.
So in our group, we had 4,800.
We're a significantly smaller group.
I would think we are.
Yeah.
I know, but I like ours better.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right.
Even with all those damn AIs.
Yeah.
Just block me.
So, and then in the last, for the championship round, I challenged our group to get over 100 votes for the last one. For the championship vote for, in the other group, I challenged them to hit 1,000 votes for the final. They came up short, but Podcast and Death, they broke 100 for their final vote.
All right.
Winners. I think we win.
We win. Yeah.
You all stepped up and met the challenge, in other words.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it was a lot of fun to do. And, you know, and I kind of picked out some of the ones that were bitching about the novellas or however those were dealt with.
Yeah.
But, all in all, there was a lot of very positive comments, and it was fun reading the comments as the two books were paired up against each other, and people would put in there and kind of advocate as to why whichever one they voted for was why.
Right.
Or either that or the other end, and they just agonized over having to choose between, you know, two of their favorite books.
Right.
I have to wonder if maybe Random in the other group got so far because it's just a newer book and it's fresher in people's minds.
That's true.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's not good. It is good.
No, it is. Yeah. We all liked it.
Yeah.
But
Final Four material and.
Yeah, I don't see that as Final Four.
No.
It's very. Very random.
No, it didn't make it to the Final Four. It made it to the Elite Eight.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you.
Yeah. Random ended up going up against New York to Dallas. And so New York to Dallas was the Final Four.
Gotcha.
Random ended its ride. It's ride there.
Right.
Bummer.
But it was interesting to see, you know, how much, you know, one book got over another one. There were some that I thought, you know, would be closer. There were some that were blowouts. When it came to, like, in the other group with Survivor and Naked were up against each other to make it to the Final Four. Where's my shit? Survivor only won by 59%.
Oh, wow.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There was definitely some close ones. Those that were kind of around, you know, around the 50s, I was kind of intrigued by.
Right.
But oddly enough, none of the novellas made it out of round one.
What? But they all deserve an equal shot.
Yeah,
it would only take me 20 minutes to do a vote off for the novellas.
Jesus.
And then, but if you had done that, then they would have just complained because their favorite was still not on there, and people.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And so. I'm sorry, I really did not think anyone would take issue with Possession and Chaos. I truly, truly,
right?
You know, so many people love
That's
Possession.
Wild.
And I was like,
yeah, we. Yeah. I missed the memo that we're supposed to.
Possession was fine. It didn't need to be on the poll.
But fuck Chaos.
Fuck Chaos. That fucking book.
Throw that whole book in the dumpster.
Fuck Chaos.
Yeah. Put whole book in the dumpster, please.
Yeah. And so, and then when I posted the final results, I was like, you know, we could do this, you know, at a later date with, you know, different things. You know, you could do it with the villains. You could do it, you know, what's your favorite gift that's been exchanged? You could, I mean, there's countless things that it could be done.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe even on a little smaller scale.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people got a kick out of it, or they got to participate in their version of March Madness if they weren't a basketballer.
Yeah,
it was fun. I had a really good time with it. And I actually am too. A basketball fan, so I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I did post my team did win the women's championship. So I was very, very ecstatic about that. So
no offense, I was rooting for Iowa, but
that's when I was doing all the updates and the brackets and everything is while I was essentially, sitting down watching the games.
Yeah, no, that was fun. This year was a lot of fun. Like I think I paid more attention to the women than the men's. I really did. And like my team wasn't even in it. So they were in the men's, but they weren't in the women's. So
yeah, our men's team, they went out like in the first round.
Yeah.
So MSU, I was like,
MSU won the first round and then went out in the second. So, but yeah, the women didn't even make it, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I was proud of my Gamecocks.
Yeah. For sure. That was it was a great game too, the final.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, there was definitely good games in there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So back to the topic. For those of us who aren't sports people.
This is the topic.
For sports.
I don't know. Do you and Jen and Tara, do you know what your votes were, or you can't remember?
I'm pretty sure I can remember.
I can remember if you remind me what the pair ups are, but
yeah, because I would have to know what the pair ups were.
I'm looking at because I downloaded your PDF, Dana, and I like filled it out on my own. And I'm pretty close, except the one side when we get down to the Elite Eight, one side was exactly so. With what our group came up with. So Naked, Survivor, Treachery, and Shadows on the left-hand side. So that was mine exactly.
Okay.
And then on the other side, our group came up with Vengeance, Portrait, New York to Dallas, and Faithless. And I had Reunion, Portrait, Delusion, and Faithless.
I just need to know what they're up against for me to know for sure.
What was Naked up against for the Elite Eight? I don't remember.
Okay, so it was Naked Survivor.
I definitely voted Survivor.
That's when I'm not sure. I very likely voted Naked, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to go through the polls, like, for, like from the Elite Eight on, and I was going to mark down which you all voted for, but I ran out of time.
No, listen, that's all right.
Listen, yeah, we can figure our crap out. Well,
yes,
we can try.
We can try.
So in the Elite Eight, it was Naked and Survivor that went up against each other.
Okay, oh, yep. I led you guys. Mine ended up being Conspiracy and Survivor. So I was wrong there. Conspiracy against Survivor for me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I would have chosen Conspiracy over Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's but it became Naked and Survivor.
In the Elite Eight.
Right.
In the Elite
Eight. From there it was.
And then the other side was Vengeance and Portrait against each other.
I voted Portrait, I'm sure, on that.
What was it against?
Vengeance and Portrait.
Ooh, I think I probably voted Portrait.
Yeah,
very likely.
Yeah, that was a tough one. There were a lot of matchups that were tough for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm 99% sure I voted Portrait for that one.
Me too.
Yeah, and in the lower portion, it was Treachery versus Shadows. That was one that a lot of people had some difficulty with. Treachery won by 80%.
Yeah,
and then New York to Dallas against Faithless.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was the last one in the Elite Eight.
New York to Dallas.
That would be New York definitely going to Dallas, be New York to Dallas for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York to Dallas won by 84% of the vote.
Yeah.
The narrowest margin in our final four was between Naked and Survivor.
Okay.
Naked only won by 56%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huh.
And yeah, sure I voted for Survivor for that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was I found it so funny when Treachery and New York ended up in the final, and then looking back at how I did the chronological bouncing back and forth.
I love it.
But yeah, so who knows? Maybe, you know, down the road we'll do something else.
Yeah.
Next March.
That's such a cool idea though.
Yeah, it was fun. Really, really fun.
Yeah.
Well, and we're on, let's see, it's, what is it? We're getting ready for book 60 comes out next year. That's the one that I just posted the description on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one for Bonded. Yeah. So there'll actually be 64 full length books. February of 26.
Right. Right.
So, then we could do the full bracket and I wouldn't have to hear any shit about it.
Oh my God. Well, important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to Bonded. That sounds.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Really, really good. It's going to be another Somerset background.
Yep. That one sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
God damn it, Somerset, why can't you? He's as bad as Rourke as far as being
Somerset will have to put a moratorium on their bickering on the jabs.
I feel like they're beyond that anyway. They just bicker for form these days.
They definitely bicker for form.
You know,
it's fun for them.
It's fun for them. It's not, you know.
That's what they do for fun.
It's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that one. And then it's Passions that comes out this fall.
Right.
Right. So when is September is when the first one comes out. I mean,
the next one. The next one comes out. That's Passions. And then the one after that is Bonded, which it would be February of the next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
25.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it wasn't easy to find that description either. That took some digging.
Anybody can do it, Dana. It's you.
It's Dana.
Yep. It's true.
Our first class researcher who just knows everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I just, like I said, you know, it was just for fun. You know, it was nothing for anybody to get in a twist over.
No, absolutely not. So,
people are always going to get in a twist over something. So,
yeah.
As I found out with my AI images.
You're not wrong. Oh my gosh.
That they will.
We love you all.
Always find something.
We love you all.
Well, no one in this group. No one in our podcast in Death Face group.
Yeah.
Everybody was very, very friendly and
good.
Yeah, everyone seemed to be reacting well to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but that was fun.
It was fun to do. And yeah, I know that it takes work to put together. So I'm sorry that you were given grief by other people because it's not like they fucking did it. So
yeah. And expected to do more work for them. Like, right. Fuck you. Like,
I'm like, yeah, I can't put on, you know, when Louise met Charles or when, right, you know, I can't get into all that.
Right.
No.
Or, you know, yeah, do a
for 32
pre,
books.
Do a pre-poll for the novellas. Like, fucking no.
I can only do so much. The posts are long enough as it is just with the summaries. I was like, no.
Yes.
That was easily hours of work just to do that. Yeah, so right, the way people,
well, it was more, there was more nice people about it than there were
guys
that were picking on things.
Right. Yeah.
So,
there usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just kind of push that off to the side.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta, the interwebs is a very, very weird place.
It's weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it's a stupid, stupid place 90% of the time.
God, are you so right, though?
Yep.
I got called a petty cunt today on Tumblr, so it's fine.
What? Yeah.
What?
The what?
What?
Wow.
You know, because I don't agree with somebody. So apparently I'm a petty cunt. It's fine.
Well, now that we know the proper way to, this person, define things.
It's actually petty fucking cunt. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
This individual is unhinged as fuck. Like, it's crazy. Like, nobody interacts with them at all. Because
at least they're not a petty fucking, you know what.
Because that's the kind of shit they say to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, literally everybody. So, yeah.
Why do people think that's okay?
I don't know. Like, whatever. This person has literally told people in the fandom that they should die. Or that they should get hit by a truck.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with people? That's not
okay. I don't know.
We don't have time to unpack that.
Yeah, this is for a show that's been over 20 fucking years. Like, go out and touch some goddamn grass. Like, what is wrong with you?
Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Like, did you tell him to do that? Way.
Oh, yeah.
Go out and touch some goddamn grass. Yeah.
Like, don't tell me that the fandom's going to celebrate when I die, because they won't.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She's nuts. Like... Yeah.
That's wild, man. Oh, I hate people. God, I hate people.
It doesn't bother me because I know what she's like, and I know my status in that fandom, and I know hers. And I've got no issues. Let's just put it that way. Most people love me.
Yeah.
As they should.
Goes without saying.
Nobody interacts with her except for to downvote her, if that tells you anything.
Like, well, you get literally to that point, you know, with fandom. Yeah.
When you're saying shit like that, even if you agree with whatever they're going on about, when you start personally attacking people and telling them they should die.
Right. Like, that's, come on.
That's a little fucking grass.
Touch some fucking grass.
Yeah.
Get out of mom's basement.
Get out of mom's basement.
Go outside. Smell the fresh air.
Or if this is your problem, buy yourself a vibrator. Whatever it helps. Whatever you can do to help yourself.
Or, do what I do to curate my fandom experience and just block people.
Yeah.
Blocking people is great.
If my opinions bother you that much, block me. I don't care. No skin off my ass. I've already got you blocked. You're the one that keeps creating alters to see what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what a weirdo. Dana's like, what the fuck? Your face right now is so great.
So, you know,
fandoms are hard to
fandoms are toxic.
They are
toxic. Not a single fandom isn't toxic.
That's true.
You know, you'd think and that's the thing, is the ER fandom used to be this little tiny sweet corner of the internet where we could all talk to each other and be fine with each other. And all of a sudden, it's on HBO Max, so all these weirdos are watching now, and it's just like, and they're all kids, I swear. And it's just like, I want to punch you all. Just go away. Give me my small little tiny 20-person fandom back that nobody's arguing and nobody's telling me to die or calling me a petty fucking cunt. Like, that's
so wild.
Yeah.
It is really wild.
The internet just like, it just creates all this space for us to be just jackasses.
It's a stupid, stupid place. Yeah.
It really is.
My God.
All right. Well, this podcast took a little bit of a turn.
Dana's happy she's in Facebook groups for in-depth books and, you know.
Well, I do have one kind of little, one more thing for you all.
Yeah.
If that's all right.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
To congratulate you all on your 200 episodes.
Thank you.
With the podcast.
Wild.
Yeah.
And if I can share my screen, it's kind of a visual thing. And then we can tell everyone listening kind of what it is.
Yeah, you should be able to hit the share button and share your screen.
Okay. So this is I found the one.
Okay.
So this is something that you all talked about a couple weeks ago. And so you were talking a couple weeks ago about somebody who called in and...
Yeah.
Yes.
And gave us the rap lyrics.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
So I kind of know who
that is?
Who wrote the rap?
Was that you?
It was me. I am your mystery woman.
It was the funniest fucking thing that I was waiting for the name. And oh, by the way, this is, and that's when it cut off. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
It was so great.
Oh my God. I had so much, just the voicemail. And then when I heard you all talking about it and you were like, you have to call back and tell us who you are. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so, was like
rude.
So that's so those she's what we've got on our screens right now, listeners, for those of you who can't see, which is all of you.
Oh, it's just all of you.
Got it. So so Dana has up right now the lyrics to her bullpen rap.
Which is beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
And so I'm going to just pull this up and we'll just do it the normal way where I'm just like, I hope you can hear it.
I hope you can hear it. That's what you sounded like. It was amazing.
Okay, so here we go. So I hope everybody can hear it and I'll cut it in.
Balance 261 in the NYC. There's still murder and the killers try to flee. The homicide division, we're bringing them to a stop. Led by a bad bitch, LT, who's the top murder cop. Dallas is ranking the NYPSD. She's not interested in you taking a plea. Confessions in the box are what she demands. A bullpen of damn good cops. She's proud to command. Peabody's a partner, a free agent, yet sturdy. Dependable and true, but not yet 30. She's got a nice and obsessed with her ass. Loose pants, she chants with a cast. Jenkinson's the DS, known for his blinding ties. The colors and patterns you see are your eyes. He has a way with words that may leave you struck. Ring that fucker's bell, motherfucking fuckers. Fuck the DS, teams up with Ryan King's partner. Is do or die, Ryan Key has the crazy socks. To go with Jenkinson's ties, sitting at his desk. He often whistles off key, and when he's on a diet, it's a veggie hash and a tea. Baxter is the horn dog with a model look. Stylist teamed him up with one of her rooks. Slick and stylish suits, he is quite the flirt. He's first in line when Nadine brings dessert. True heart, Baxter, quite the pair. One is seasoned and the other is square. He's shy and blushes and raises his hand. But good as gold, his partner would add. There are two Carmichaels, a he and a she. She has a shield and is unflappable as can be. She's got the pipes and loves to sing. She also bets with her partner, that's their thing. Santiago is on the losing end of those bets. Cowboy hat on his head, he ponders in regrets. As the new guy, he wants acceptance and danger. In New York, it's the Mets. Nate shot his rollers and Rangers at Cop Central. Dallas and Peabody are running hot. Baxter, True Heart join in and take off like a shot. Jameson and Ronicky won't be far behind. Carmichael and Santiago falling alive. They have each other's back anytime, any place. Within shield, on it matters not what they face. You strike it one, you strike it them all. They will stand side by side, ready to brawl. No matter your race, creed, or sexual orientation. They don't even care about your political affiliation. This motto for the bullpen hangs overhead. We protect and serve, cause you could get dead. Even if you were an asshole. Even if you were an asshole.
Isn't that awesome?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God.
For AI, that was, I think that was.
That was pretty good, I have to say.
Yeah. So
we're so proud of you for writing that. That is amazing.
It's fantastic.
That is so amazing.
We got the phone call and we were like, this is so good. We need to know who did this.
So she's so going to be like, I'm just going to be really mysterious about it.
Well,
okay.
Didn't I say at one point, I'm like, it's probably Dana messing with us.
Yeah, you did, I think. Yeah,
I probably did.
And then when I called back, I couldn't let it go. I was like, I'm going to cut it off before, right before I say my name.
That was perfect.
Yeah. So good.
But now that we know it was you,
this came up
fantastic.
When we started talking about talking about the March Madness thing, I was like, I'm going to wait until I'll wait till then and I'll tell them.
Oh,
I'll tell
them. So yeah. Funny.
We love you. Thank you.
That's much. Fantastic. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
But, I want to put it on my playlist, like for real.
Right.
Well, and I'll put that in the Facebook group so people can actually like read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read
that'd
through.
Be good.
That'd yeah. be great.
So anyway,
so that was that's my little 200th episode gift to you all.
Yeah. We appreciate it so much.
That's fantastic. And we thought about sending it to Susan so we could get her opinion on it. Yeah. Because she's the one that gave us that, you know.
Gave us the idea. Yeah.
She did give us, she gave it to us.
Well, she gave us the assignment of, you know, coming up with something. So.
So thanks for doing our homework for us, Dana.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Dana's like the smart kid and we're like the like stoners that are like your homework, Dana.
Right.
You're not wrong.
That was fun just to work on, and I still, you know, I still have little bits that pop in my head. But I wanted to make sure that I kind of did something for each member of the team, and then like put the partners together.
No, it was great.
Right. Yeah.
And I wrote a little bit for Rourke, but I took it out because he's not in the
bullpen. Yeah.
But he's with them, you know, enough that it seems like.
Yeah.
With his civilian consultant title.
Right.
So my gift.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Peter. We love it.
Thank you. We do love it.
Much.
So okay. Is that it? Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you know, thanks so much for being on the show, Dana. We really, really appreciate
it. So great.
It's always fun to have you.
Thank you. And thank you for the work that you did on the March Madness. Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
I'm happy to do it. I'm glad I found a community of people where, you know, I can kind of put on my little creative, nerdy spreadsheet hat and do stuff like this, you know, for people that can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. For sure.
I don't sit around and like write poems for my own, own amusement, but,
maybe you should,
but but I listen to kind of things that you all talk about. And if there's something I can, you know, put together to share with the group or to, write something that was talked about, then, you know, I'll try to if I can.
Yeah. And anything we haven't covered on the show, if you decide that it's something that you want to help us out with, we won't say no to that.
Yeah. No, never.
We
will not.
It can be kind of a challenge sometimes coming up with, a topic every time.
The same week, almost every week. Like, what are we going to do this week? Like,
And we get off on these like tangents and we're like, oh, we could have talked about that. But like, it just, we don't think about it until the time. That's why we have authentic conversation.
I know. And with this stuff going on with the March Madness and working on the bullpen thing, I haven't had time to work on, you know, the other things that people suggested that I work on as far as my spreadsheet goes.
Yeah.
So I was like, so maybe when I get back from wrap up a couple of these assignments, I can go back and play around with those things.
Okay. Yeah. And if anybody out there has a suggestion for Dana for a spreadsheet, if you're not on our Facebook, I guess you can let us know on any one of our social medias. You can call the number like Dana did, but please give us your name.
Give us your name.
Or don't. I mean,
they should leave their name first. I believe that was the instruction. Yeah.
Put your name first.
Don't wait to say who you are till the end.
Unless you want to be mysterious, like Dana.
And that's perfectly fine, you know.
Which totally fits with Dana.
Right.
International Woman Industry.
Yeah. But that number is 205-476-2753. And that spells out 2054-BORG. And you can also send us an email at show@podcastanddeath.com. You can go on our website, find us on Instagram, and like we said, Facebook. Any of those places. If you haven't joined our Facebook and you're on Facebook, please join, because it's a really fun group to be a part of.
It's fun. Yeah.
We do have a membership question, and you have to answer that. And a lot of people miss that for some reason. I don't know whether they don't see it or so. You have to answer the membership question to be admitted.
And it's really, really easy.
It's a really easy question.
Yes.
So,
but we will reject you if you don't.
We will.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
No offense. It's just to keep like the spam bots out.
Right. So, contact us any way you can and let us know what you want to hear from us in the future or from Dana. And we'll have Ron.
Right. Right. From us or really from Dana.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I think Dana is vying for being the most the most appearances on our website. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. The most appearances on our show. Because we've had you on once or twice before. Once before?
I think this is just the second.
Yeah, I think just a second. Yeah.
Because last year on our anniversary, you got on with Susan. You asked Susan the question. So technically, this is your third.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then Susan's been on 3 times. And the only other one that's been on is more than you, maybe, is Caitlin. Mm. But you're all vying for that spot.
Okay. Coveted,
which you need to tell Caitlin that, right? They're climbing up on you. Yeah. You better get on.
Figure
out. We need to give her more book covers.
Yeah,
I have a competitive nature.
I think it's really against
to hear Caitlin out and be like, "No, that bitch."
I think it's really between you and Susan. And you know, I still I officially did kind of ask her. I kind of did. And her answer was very vague. So I was like, is that a yes or a no? I don't know, because it was on Instagram. And she said,
I saw that.
Yeah. She said, congratulations on our 200th episode. And I said, you know, our anniversary is coming up. If you want to be on, we'd love to have you. And she said, always a blast. And I thought, is that a yes? Is that a no? I don't know.
Is that yes?
I don't know.
Sounds like a yes to me.
She probably needs a date.
She does need a date.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So she needs a date. Yeah. And for that, we look to Tara always. But
well, I bet she is it.
She'll do it. You know, has to, because I have to explain to her about the wiki, her being on Wikipedia now and all of.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the hassle that I went through.
You went through.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was insanity. And
but you were triumphant.
I was.
She was.
I can't tell you how much I felt that inside of me, that triumph, like yes, when that finally happened.
Yeah. I will not be denied.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt.
As you should.
This is gonna happen. If you're a patron, there's several briefing rooms where I talk about it. And it was a struggle. And I remember telling Tara, like, it's gonna happen. I'm not giving up. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So it did happen.
It did.
So there they are. Her and David Kalachi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her on there, so
I read both of them.
Yeah,
she did a great job.
Yeah,
That was awesome.
It's the least I could do. I feel like
it's so crazy to me, like all the hoops she had to jump through. It's still now that you bring it back up, I'm mad about it again.
It can't just be some guy who used to be an audiobook writer and then got arrested for pedophilia on there, as an audio,
so weird.
So anyway,
ridiculous. Anyway,
thanks again, Dana, for being on the show.
Thank you, Dana.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And,
thanks
for having me.
Yeah. And upcoming, I think next week is we review the reviews, which are going to be horrific.
As always.
There's so many angry men. I don't get it, but okay.
We'll talk about fan favorite. That is a favorite among the listeners and well-deserved because you all really do. You all really do those very, very well.
We get a little fired up.
We do.
Just a little bit.
But you can't blame us.
No, you cannot.
You know, the things people say are just, as you have found, just by posting a simple, innocent contest on another, you know, like things that people will say, you know, it's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So next week is going to be we review the reviews of Delusion.
Delusion. Yeah.
So until then, I guess that's it for Podcasts and Death. So for Podcasts and Death, this is AJ.
I'm Jen.
This is Tara.
And we will see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-Rourke. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking slouch at you.